Okay, my name is Kim. My company, Precise Business Solutions, helps medium to large organizations optimally run their business operations through our industry-focused ERP software solutions. The specific situation I need assistance with today is welcome gift ideas for new customers. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, what could we send the customer, whether it be via a third party or putting together ourselves, as a gift or welcome them as a valued customer of ours, and to show that we are looking forward to working with them? I'm particularly keen on getting ideas that are unique, i.e. beyond the typical corporate gift hamper. Extra information you may need for context is, we are a B2B company and the size of the company we work with varies in size. Given this, the core project team on the customer side is typically 10 to 20 people. Our customers are typically in Perth, but our target market also includes Melbourne and Adelaide. In the past, we've done welcome baskets with branded coffee mugs, pens, chocolate, crackers, and sparkling wine. So the question is, what could we send the customer, whether it be via a third party or putting together ourselves, as a gift to welcome them as a valued customer of ours and to show that we are looking forward to working with them? I'm particularly keen on getting ideas that are unique.
Got it. I have a question. What don't you like about hampers?
I don't know that I don't like them. It's just that they're very common. So my question is there other unique things we could put inside a hamper? Like how can we sort of, I don't want to look like, oh, I want it to look like we've put some thought into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got it. Amanda and then Michelle. Amanda, go ahead and unmute.
If the customer's group is sort of 10 to 12 people, and I imagine for your sales, you're working with them and your team's working with them for some time leading up to the sale, you're getting to know them. You could incorporate some things into that process where your salesperson is learning about who these people are. Is it a bunch of young guys? Is it women and men? Are they moms? Are they dads? And then maybe framing the gift then to meet their particular, what they're into. So it's a bunch of young guys. It's an adventure somewhere. It's an experience. So whether that's a voucher that's put into the hamper or the whole experience is the gift, they spend a day out on a boat doing something, or they're mums or parents, you know, is it something for the kids, a family day out? So just have your salespeople being aware that if we get this sale, we want to give them a gift and start making some notes about, oh, so he mentioned he was into that, she mentioned that. It's a little bit more hands-on, but that's what's going to help you tailor the and I'm thinking experiences rather than gifts, things that they can eat and drink. And being in WA, you're probably more able to do those things than we are at the moment.
Thank you. Michelle.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel just as a general rule of thumb, not just specifically to you, but for all things, you know, this branded tchotchke stuff, you know, like cups and, you know, a beautiful leather binder, but then, you know, you put your big logo on the front. Like, I'm just not a big fan of that. I feel like if you're going to brand stuff, like keep it really subtle, because you're basically giving someone a gift and you want them to want to use the gift. And so that's the first thing, just in general. That's just a bugbear of mine. We bought like a, you know, $150,000 car, and we got given this horrible little brand, you know, car company branded little like soft, you know, those soft things that keep the drinks cool, that you can fit like maybe one can of drink in, you know, and a hat. It just went straight in the bin. It was like, this is abhorrent. So keeping your branding to a minimum, I think, is important. People remember where they got the really cool gifts from. And I would say also relevant to the offer. So I know something that Ryan Levesque gets lots and lots of gifts all the time. And he mostly, you know, distributes it around to other people that could use it. But I notice the things that he keeps are like the sort of special things that are tailored to him. So he was a guest on a podcast and he got sent these beautiful headphones, Timber headphones, with his name engraved kind of on the inside. So it wasn't branded at all, the podcaster. It was, but it was a relevant gift to being on a podcast because they're headphones, right? So there was some nice tie-in, but it was just a really beautiful, I've never seen these headphones before. They're literally timber, but they're beautiful and very ergonomic. So I don't know if there's something like in your campaign or in the process that you take people through that becomes a bit of an in-joke or in sort of... symbol or something like that, that you can play off a little bit to continue the marketing story, the relationship story. And if even if you don't have something like now, you could start to think about how you put it in there. So I know way back we sort of talked about, I remember one of the discussions was about how ERPs are kind of like trying to solve a puzzle, or like there's this maze and it's all really confusing. And then, you know, what you want is somebody to come and figure it all out for you. And so imagine if you were, if that was part of the marketing story, when it comes time to say welcome on board, you could send them all to, you know, those, what are they called? Those rooms where you got to find your way out.
Escape rooms. Yeah, they're not the panic. Similar. Yeah, the escape room, right? I have panicked in an escape room. Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's necessarily the gift, but you can see that it really makes sense. There's some hand in glove kind of, oh, this is cool. You know, hey, we've solved the puzzle together, you know, or, you know, just something that's not, it's not overly branded, but it kind of makes sense. It's not just some random gift. I mean, random gifts are great if they're really good and people love them. But I love the idea of it telling your marketing story without you having to force your logo onto a piece of plastic.
Thanks, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Yelda. You seem to be muted, but not at our end. No? All right, I'll come back to you. I'll go to Tasha. Okay. Oh, there you are. Okay, go ahead.
I'm here? Okay. Yeah. Plus one to Amanda. Amanda's comments about trying to personalize it as much as possible. There's a company called becauseyoumatter.gifts, and she's an Australian lady, and she's a friend of Nora, who I've done some work with Nora, who is a contact of Bill Carson's, who used to be in Mastermind. And she has these advent gifts, and they're like 30, I don't know if you know them, but they're like 30.
I've been on the website, I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. So I don't know if that's appropriate for your team, because it's quite personal.
I think that sort of thing is more appropriate for when we are doing, if we're doing towards the end of the year, when we're doing sort of Christmas type gifts, and it's focused to maybe one or two key people in the organization. But what we're trying to do here is welcome a team of 10 to 20 people to this new project. You know, this is, they're a new customer, and we've worked with maybe four or five people initially through the sales process, and now we're sort of also being introduced to more people as part of the project team who don't even know us, and we just want to say hello. You know, we're, you know, just like an icebreaker almost before we kick off.
Tasha's got something to say, and I wanted to, I don't know if this is too frivolous or too inexpensive, but I have seen where you can do like trays of cookies or muffins with the company logo on it, or a cute little saying on it, or even your company logo on it, but ideally theirs. A little like the frosting that was on the cookies, like it would have that sort of base, and then it would have your logo on it.
Would it have our logo or their logo?
Their logo. So you can have their logo or your logo. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to eat them. Eat the frosting. Tasha, are you unmuted? There we go.
Now. I think even the biscuit idea, like with Susie, is involving the whole team if you can. I think the high level people tend to get all the gifts. And so either the experience that Michelle talked about and Amanda talked about, and even if you can automate something in the process to find out a little bit about the team members, what they might like. Even you put both brands, I don't know if you can do that, on the logo, like Susie said. And just the puzzle pieces, I think I mentioned it once before, my brother's, his Jigsaw Projects is his business. He's a builder, and he gives everyone a picture of their house in broken down into a puzzle that they can then do. So whether it's something even simple like that, they're pretty inexpensive and it could be framed on the wall or something, and here's the puzzle put together of, you know, the picture of their business or, you know, something relevant to you. But, yeah, that involves everyone and indicates that connection.
Okay. Thank you. All right, that is the bell going. So we're up to the lightning round. So we're going to go Yvonne, Frida, and then Peter. So Yvonne, you're up first.
Yep. So two things. Kim, I know my husband for his 50th got branded beer with his name on it, like cans of beer, like craft beer, which might be a good icebreaker. But tapping onto Michelle's and part of what I do, knowing how much experiences transform and bond people together, if it could be like, when you can, concert tickets or some sort of like great team bonding thing that is driven by your account manager that works for that team.
Yep. Thank you. Yep.
So similar to all of those things, but just because you're starting a project, I wonder if you can do like a project kickoff in a box. So have, you know, the food, and the thing, I mean, like a bonding experience if you want to do that, or even just, you know, a branded Kanban board that they're going to put up in like in their project room. So, but a whole bunch of things that they need to run their project kickoff, and things like, you know, cool beer or cool food or drinks or whatever that's going to go into that project room.
Good stuff, Frida. Thank you.
Yep.
Peter?
Yeah, now mine was pretty much the same, because what we used to do is, because it was that welcome thing, it was always food, so that the whole team got involved. So I would just rock up with, you know, the basket of goodies or the cake or whatever time of day it was. So, and yeah, they always loved it.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody. And Kim's post in Facebook is right there in the links if you do want to go ahead and add anything.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Great question.